1 year ago, there was little information available on traffic stops by police in Vermont and the extent of racial disparities in stops, tickets issued, searches, and arrests. Now, for the first time, traffic stop information for local police and sheriff's departments have been collected and posted online in response to a legislative mandate. VPR Steve Zind has more on what it means and what's next.
There's long been anecdotal information pointing to racial bias in traffic stops, and the data are supposed to help the public, law enforcement, and policymakers document and address what's happening. A few police and sheriff's departments have yet to submit their information, but data for all the rest, more than 70 local law enforcement agencies, is now posted for anyone to see at the website of the nonprofit Crime Research Group. But it won't tell you much.
A layperson would have trouble making sense of it all or even kind of knowing where to go with it. I think it's a start for people to kind of get a sense of what's happening in their jurisdiction, in their town, if they're interested. But for analysis, it's very limited.
Robin Joy is director of research at Crime Research Group in Montpelier. She'll be working with a handful of larger agencies to analyze their traffic stop data. Joy says for the smaller departments, and there are many of them, it may take years to collect enough data to analyze it for bias. So Joy will focus on traffic stops by Burlington, Rutland, Barrie, and Bennington police departments, in addition to those made by the state police and the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Here's a map of Burlington workers. So people who live in all of these zip codes are coming in and working in Burlington. Now, so right.
Joy will be using several methodologies, including census data on the racial makeup of the commuting population. What to analyze and how is where it gets tricky. To figure out if there's bias and to what extent it exists, two things are necessary. First, accurate information about the race of who's stopped and whether they were ticketed or searched. Second, something to compare that to tell you whether a disproportionate number of minority drivers are being targeted. In some cases, that's been population data. In other cases, researchers estimate the racial makeup of the driving population by looking at accident information. Joy says the methodology is important.
How do we build a consensus of these results are valid? And that's very, very important. When you have research that's out there that nobody buys into, nothing gets changed.
Remember, the method used to analyze the data is just part of the equation. The other part is the data itself, and up to now, it's had problems. There's information missing from many of the forms submitted by police departments. If multiple tickets are issued at a single stop, they show up as multiple stops. Non-discretionary stops, such as checkpoints, have been included when they shouldn't be. And officers were never instructed on how to collect and enter the information. Karen Gannett of Crime Research Group says compiling it has been a challenge for police departments.
It was incredibly challenging for some agencies to extract their data. It was not an easy process for most of the law enforcement agencies.
Even when it's been collected properly, the data the legislature requires isn't necessarily what analysts are looking for, and it's not what the Crime Research Group is using in its analysis. Gannett says her organization is working with law enforcement agencies to improve how traffic stop information is collected and make it easier for them to submit it. Gannett and Joy stress that despite the problems, the data are valid. University of Vermont Professor of Economics Stephanie Seguino agrees. In January, she released her analysis of traffic stop data collected by 29 Vermont police agencies.
The data are very robust to me, and it tells me that slight changes in measurement or improvement of the quality of the data are probably not going to change the bottom line.
The bottom line in Seguino's study is this. Black drivers in Vermont are twice as likely to be arrested after a traffic stop than white drivers. And black and Hispanic drivers are 3 to 4 times more likely to be searched after a traffic stop than white drivers, even though white drivers are more likely to be found with contraband. Analysis isn't the final step in the process. There's what to do with the findings. Seguino says several police agencies are taking steps to examine their practices based on her findings, but that's not the case with everyone.
What I hear from some chiefs is that they don't accept that the data reflect actual racial disparities in policing. A number of them have asserted that the disparities are justified based on context, and so they don't show any indication, to me at least, of a willingness to look any deeper into the data and the causes of the disparities.
A move by lawmakers this session to establish a racial justice oversight board is designed to make sure steps are taken to address bias in the criminal justice system, including law enforcement. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.